Podcast Capital. Our correspondent reports the United States government has...
It declares with high confidence that a military-run Iranian program intended to transform that raw material into a nuclear weapon has been shut down since 2003.
Abrupt and sudden about-face here at the White House, leaving many to wonder how the government got it so wrong about Iran and what...
U.S. said today it has intelligence that Iran stopped trying to develop atomic weapons 4 years ago.
This is The Last Angry Man. America been lied to again by our president about Iran, about a possible war that never should have happened, probably won't happen now. But why?
But the president knowingly told this country a lie for the past few years, knowing that Iran was no longer making a nuclear weapon, leads us to say that it's time to put back on the table impeachment for this president. That Iran was building a nuclear weapon, that Iran had nuclear weapons, that World War III was just around the corner if we didn't act now. If that isn't a high crime and misdemeanor, I'm not sure what is.
I don't think he was scared by Joe Biden.
The president has no authority to unilaterally attack Iran. And I want to make it clear. I want it on the record, and I want to make it clear. If he does, as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee and former chair of the Judiciary Committee, I will move to impeach him.
Ratcheting up the war machine, ratcheting up the tension between nations again, getting us close to another war, or as the president likes to say, World War III. All that based on a lie, knowing full well that the report was out months ago, from 2003, that they had no intention of building a nuclear bomb. The president, the vice president, the entire administration, lying to us again. And we, the American people, most of us, believing it. Certainly, senators and congressmen went on television believing this story. We all believe what the president tells us. We still do. We want to. It's the American way. But how can we? What, I ask you, is a higher crime than fooling the American people, than fooling the Congress? Falsifying evidence, manufacturing evidence to go to war. What is more impeachable and what constitutes higher crime than that?
You're interested in avoiding World War III.
Then we better be careful of who we elect president and impeach those who want to cause World War III. Nancy Pelosi.
I've always said that impeachment is off the table.
Why? A British member of parliament. This is what George Galloway, a parliamentary member in Britain, had to say to the U.S. Senate when called to testify about the war in Iraq. How close were we to doing this again? How much do we have to listen to these lies to understand that our leaders are impeachable for the offenses as described right here?
Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right. And you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives. 1,600 of them American soldiers sent to their deaths on a pack of lies. 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor. If the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we're in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
And now to Washington, where out of nowhere, The U.S. said today it has intelligence that Iran stopped trying to develop atomic weapons 4 years ago.
And if you're interested in avoiding World War III,
either someone should be fired in our intelligence department, of which no one has so far been fired for any of the deeds that happened since 9-1-1, not one person, all have been given promotions in this government. Something should be said. Something should be done about this president, this vice president, who beat the drum of war for no reason, based on lies, based on something they already knew. These are indeed treasonous acts that reach the levels of high crimes and misdemeanors. I am so angry right now and ashamed of our government. Miss Pelosi, if you allow these things to go unchecked and unbalanced, if you take impeachment off the table, as you have, then you are just as criminal as they are. It is time to take some action in this Congress and this Senate. It is time to have some oversight. It is time to do something about these madmen who want to create war, who want to make money, line their own pockets, who are destroying America, its constitution, and our very way of life. Not to mention our goodwill overseas and our reputation as a democracy that others should follow. God forbid they use this democracy the way Bush and Cheney have handled this democracy and manipulated not only the citizens of this country, but the citizens of the world. And as we've learned, war is nothing to play around with. The podcast, Capital of the World, this is Last Angry Man saying,